Kerabos Ekudvach, all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin. And on the end of Daf Mem Vavim Beis, you're here at the bottom, two lines up. The last thing we talked about on Shvi Shal Pesach was, Gerus. And sure enough, today is also a continuation of that, right? Almost the entire, I think, if not the entire Daf, talks about different Gerus issues. So let's see what the Gemara has to say. Tarnu Vavim with Andan Arbaisa. Mishabav Amar Ger Ani. Right, guy shows up and says, hey, check it out, I'm a Ger. Yochel Nekablanu, you might have thought that we should just accept them at face value. Tamal Nomer, therefore, the pasuk says, Itach, right? That you have to, what's that pasuk? Chiyagur Itach Ger, or Itacha Ger, rather. He has to, B'muchzak Lecha, meaning the Gemara Darshans, that it has to be clear to you, right? It has to be obvious to you, meaning that you had some sort of Eidim. Bav Eidav Ido, Imo Minayin. And how do you know that if he shows up with his Eidim, right, that he converted? As Rashi says, fills in the word that's missing, right? Shinama, that we believe him. Right? So it's Tamalom, therefore the Pazuk says, right? Not therefore, but the Pazuk says, V'chiyagur itacha ger v'artachem. Right? So now the ger lives with you. Now the last word of the Pazuk is v'artachem. So inli el ba'aretz. That only implies in Eretz Yisrael. Right? V'chutz la'aretz b'nayin. How do you know that that's also true in chutz la'aretz? Tamalom, right? Itacha. Right, with you, b'chol makom, she'itacha, any place that he is. So, okay, I mean, she'im kain, if that's true, okay, but if you tell me that you have the word itacha, it tells me that he's always accepted, so matam lomer ba'aretz. Right, again, the Torah says, right, again, come to be a ger, it should probably be ba'aretzachem. But okay, but why does the pasuk say ba'aretzachem? Why does the pasuk even mention Eretz Yisrael? Ba'aretz, tzarech lehevi raya. But Gemara learns that in Eretz Yisrael, he needs to bring a proof that he's actually a ger. But b'chutz la'aretz, ain't tzarech lehevi raya. Did Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says that in chutz la'aretz, he doesn't need a proof, and Eretz Yisrael needs a proof. What kind of halacha is that? So if you look at Rashi, because maybe that he's lying, right? And maybe he is, maybe he's a givoni, and he wants to take advantage of the good land, as you'll see in a second, as the Gemara is going to say. So we're concerned that maybe he's just trying to, kind of scam a little bit and take advantage of what the Jews have going for them. And it's a job. And Chutz La'aretz, okay, who cares if he's a ger in Siberia? Okay, Seder, so he's a ger. The Chachamim say, being Baris, being Chutz La'aretz, sorry, Chalevi Raya. The Chachamim say, no, he needs to bring a proof regardless, right? Therefore, there's no difference, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So now, Bahuva Eidav Imo. Now the Gemara is going to go back to what we said. Right? We had that brisa at the beginning. Right? What do you mean that he came and his Eidim were with him? So if it's a Kral Lamali, right? What do you need a pasuk to teach me, right, that we believe someone who has Eidim? Eidim, right? Eidim is the golden standard, right, in proving things and based them. So Amar Sheisha is to Amri Shalana, Shani's guy of a based in Shalploni. Because the case is, the scenario is, the guy said he heard, right, the Eidim said they heard that he was Megayer and a different based in. You might have thought that we don't believe them, right, because again, they didn't see it, so Gamash Mala, therefore, we actually do. We actually do, and Pasha says it's a dover that is going to be something that's going to end up being publicized, and people will find out anyway. So again, there's no sense in them lying, and so therefore, right, we do believe them. In fact, so ba'aretz, and then the pasuk said again, the pasuk said ba'aretz, ainli ela ba'aretz, v'chutz la'aretz minayin. How do you know that this is true? Even in chutz la'aretz? How do you know that we accept gerim in chutz la'aretz? Right, because the pasuk says that there's a ger ba'aretz achem. So Tamalomar, itacha b'chol makom m'sher itacha, right? Again, the same Joshua, right? Any place the guy is, right, that's where he's going to be, and we accept him. So Gemara says, afikte, what do you mean? You use that pasuk already. So, okay, so Gemara says, achada me'itach, or me'itcha, achada me'imach. So right, there are two psukim, that one says it with you, and one says itacha, right? Again, both those mean with you, but it says imach and itacha. Ger v'soshav v'chai imach is the pasuk. And then the pasuk we quoted before, Vitecha. So again, we have both of those things to tell me that anywhere, right, we will accept Gerim. Right, the Chum say you have to bring a proof anywhere. So the Gemara says, again, I didn't mention, but meaning, what do the Chachamim do with the pasuk of Bar Tzachem? Right, again, we said that before, that the Kotzer B'Yud, that there's a split, and you have to bring proof in Eretz Yisrael that you're a ger, and Chutz La'aretz you don't. The Chum say you need a proof regardless, so what do you do with the word Bar Tzachem? So we buy that filu ba'aretz mekablim gerim. No, because you have to teach me that we dafka do accept gerim in Eretz Yisrael. Because the sakka that the chamina, you might have thought to say shem tefutz in Eretz Yisrael kamagari, that he's being megayer because of the goodness, right? As I said before, he wants to take part, right, then the goodness in Eretz Yisrael. But even though nowadays there's no more Tivusa, Rashi says Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, that is gone. Pasak Zavas Chalav Udvash. And even though there's no, you don't have that anymore, still, Ikosh, Leket Shechav Upeo, Meisr Sheni, Umeisr Ani, rather, right, so Kamash Malaz. Right, you might have thought that the guy sees that the Jews are getting all of these gifts, right, from the field. Maybe he's poor, maybe he wants the chaperayin, right, he's in, and he realizes he'll only get this type of parnasa. Right, they don't have this elsewhere, right? Only in Judaism they're giving out these gifts to the poor. So maybe that was his havamina, so therefore kamash malan. Right, so that would teach me that we do in fact accept the ger. We don't assume that he has an ulterior motive. Amar b'chi Amar Abba Amar b'yochran halacha bin baris bin chutz la'ed tzarech l'aviraya. Sure enough, the halacha is like the chachamim. Then you need a proof that the guy actually was megayer. Pshita, the Gemara says, well, obviously yachid v'rab malach k'rabim. Whenever you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, well, not Rabbi Yehuda, but any single Tana and a Chachamim, right? The Halachas Chachamim. So by the Tema, because the Gemara answers, you would have thought, or Mistabar time with Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamasaya Lekrai, Kamash Malad. You might have thought that no, Rabbi Yehuda's logic, the Psukim over there, right? Itacha, right, is a pretty good proof. Right? That's teaches, seems to be, the way he darshan out the Psukim seems to be pretty good. So therefore, you might have thought that actually he has the logic on his side. Therefore, we have to teach me that the Halacha is like the Chachamim. Okay. Tanur Baramalad Rabbi, Ushfat Tem Tzedek, Bein Ishu, Bein Achiv, Bein Gero, right? Mikan Am Rabbi Yehuda says, the Ger is Gar Bezdin, or is a Ger. A Ger needs to be Mizgari and Bezdin, right? Again, Ushfat Tem Tzedek, you have to judge truthfulness, right? Yeah, that's talking about judgment, obviously, in Bezdin. Ubein Gero, the Pasuk says, therefore, a Ger has to be converted in Bezdin. Benelu Bein Atzma, no Ger. If he does it on his own, he just says, you know what, I'm a Ger. Okay, so that's not a thing, that's not helpful. There was a story about a guy who showed up to Rabbi Yehuda of Amar Lo, and he's Garethi Ben Yehuda Ben Atzmi. And sure enough, he said, well, guess what? I'm a Jew. I converted. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Yishcha Idim, you have any witnesses? So Amar Lo, Lav, he said, nope. Okay, so he said, Yishcha Bonim. Well, maybe do you have kids? Or maybe Ben, apparently it had been several years, and he had gotten married, and he had children. So Amar Lo, he said, yeah, sure I do. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, so then, Neman ata lifsol, azmachal v'yata Neman lifsol es banacha. So apparently, we're going to believe you to passel yourself, but we're not going to believe you to passel your kids, meaning one aid does not come and affect the status of children, but a person can, sure enough, say, shabi anav shechatik adisur, a person can kind of, be believed to say that somebody is forbidden to him. But again, when we're saying that, you basically, when the guy basically says that he converted without Edom, that's basically a testimony that he's a guy, and that he's no longer allowed to marry a Jew. So we're going to believe him to that aspect. I mean, not really believe him, but technically, his Edom is telling us that he's a guy. So in terms of those halakhic ramifications, we're not going to allow him to marry a Jew or marry another woman, but in terms of the kids, right, to apostle the kids, that one aid is not believed for that, so therefore we're not going to believe him for the kids. So the Gemara says, 1 second, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, Abanim Lamehemen, really? We said that Rabbi Yehuda says we're not going to believe this guy for about his kids, or Tanya, well, then Rabbi said, Yakir, that pasuk is about the Bechor. Where's that puzzle? That he has a bechor ben asruya yakir, right? That puzzle is about right after the ben sora mora. That teaches us that you have to give the bechor, the bechoro, the firstborn gets double. So regardless of from whatever wife it is, whether it's the wife that he likes, the wife that he doesn't, pashup shot. So that puzzle says yakir again. That he has to recognize the bechor. So the Gemara understands that yakir ena la'achirin. That he has to be, other people have to be able to realize that he is the Bechor. I.e., in other words, Mikan Amar Yehuda, Neman Adam Lomar Zebni Bechori. A person is believed to say, this is my Bechor. Ukshim Sheneman Lomar Zebni Bechori, Kach Neman Lomar Bni Zeb, and Grusha Hu Ben Chalutzahu. Just like he's believed to say that this is his Bechor, he's also believed to say that he's a Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, which would apostle him from being a Kohen. Right, if the father was a Kohen and the son was a Ben Grush Ben Chutzah, it was possible from the Kuna. He's not believed. So again, so Rabbi Yehuda here is saying that one guy is believed about his kids. So No, this is what Rabbi Yehuda said to the guy. He actually said differently. He said that the Varech, according to you, Ovgochav Mata, I mean, according to your testimony, if you tell me you converted by yourself, as a Yeragoi, right, but in Edus, and apparently there is no Edus, there's no halachic Edus for a Goy. Now, in a Chanami, that a guy is believed to say that his kids are apostle, but if he's not a Barachi, if he's not able to bring Edus, i.e., based on this guy's own testimony, he's not a Barachi, he's not an aid, he's not a halachic witness, so then we're not believed. That's one possibility. Ravina, Amar Ravina says, that he's meant, what he meant to say was, Rabbi Yehuda said, when you have kids, hein, yes, he had kids, yishcha b'ni banim hein. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda asked him two questions. He said, do you have kids? Yes. Do you have grandkids? Yes. And then Amar Lo, then Rabbi Yehuda said to him, neman ata lifsol banecha, v'yata neman lifsol b'nei banecha. So that will believe you in terms of the kids, but not the the grandkids. Meaning we're not going to, and therefore, since we're not going to believe you about the grandkids, we're also not going to believe you about the kids. Tanya Mihachi also learned the Reiser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Neman Adam Lomer Albano, Katan Vein Neman Albano Gadol. Person is believed about his Katan, kid is a Katan, and not about his kid is a Gadol. And Abba Rabbi Bar Abba Yochanan, that's not exactly Lo Katan Katan Manamish, Lo Gadol Gadol Mamish. We're not actually talking about a Katan a Gadol here. We're talking about a Katan Vyesh Lobanan. Meaning, we're talking about someone who does have children, doesn't have children. So basically, what we mean is that the guy is believed to say that his son is possible only if that son then has no more kids. But if the kid already has children, so then right, we're not going to extend right your believability at that point. Right? We're not extending it all the way down because you know if they have kids already, so that's already too far fetched that. Things would not have been discussed right before. Okay, good. And Vahilchus Akavasi there of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, and then Halachas Akaran Bar Yitzchak, who says that if the guy basically is we assume that the guy's a guy, right, and we don't believe his Eidos because he basically said he's a guy. I by Tanya Kavasi the Ravina, but didn't we say that the Bryce is like Ravina, right? Again, we had a Tanya Mihachi, right, with that Bryce that we just proved was Ravina Shita, not Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Ahu Linyan Yaker Yitzmar. No, that Bryce is only talking about Yaker. That Bryce is only talking about. In terms of how we're going to believe the father to talk about his kids, if the kid does not have any children, but if the kid does have children, right, so then we're not going to believe him. So that is still true, right? But in our case, right, we're assuming that the guy's a guy, so then he's no sheiches to that brisa whatsoever. So that brisa doesn't necessarily support Ravina. Okay, Tanur Banu under brisa. Now we're going to have a long brisa over here. We're going to analyze it in a base. Basically talking about right, the process or the kind of the things that we say to a goy, that basically during the process of converting, right, very halachal ma'aseh, but obviously not necessarily for this type of limud. Okay, but either way, let's see. Turn around, we'll end the raisa. Ger shebaliz gayer, bisman hazeh. Let's say Ger shows up, Ger wants to come, wants to convert. Amun lo, we say to him, Ara isa shebaliz gayer. What are you doing here? Why are you here to convert? Iyatal yodesh yisrael bisman hazeh, dechuyim, dechufim, devuyim, dechufim, schufim, maturafim, v'yisurim barim aleihem. Don't you know the Jewish people, they have it rough, right? They get crushed all over the place. So im omer yodea ani v'eni kedai. The guy says, yeah, I know, and I'm not even worthy to join in the suffering, meaning he wishes he was, you know, he, for some reason he views that as a milah, that he realizes the greatness of the Jewish people. So then, okay, mekabel no somiyad, we accept him right away. Modi no somiktas mitzvos kalos, miktas mitzvos chamuros. We tell him a couple of the easy mitzvos, a couple of the hard mitzvos. And modi no so avon leket shikha v'peyah. We'll talk about why umayzer ani. We'll talk about this in a second. We tell him about the punishment of right, not giving that or taking that inappropriately. We tell them about the punishment about mitzvos. And for example, they say to him, have you there sha'ad shalo basa lamidazu if you haven't come to Right, but once you haven't come, right, at this point you haven't come to the meaning before you got here, before you showed up, right? So achalta chilev, right? Iyata onish karis, right? If you would eat chilev, which is the forbidden fats of animals, right? Of like it's like cow, right, certain fats are usher, so you wouldn't get karis. Chilev to Shabbos, if you mechal Shabbos, iyata onish skila, you don't get punished with skila. Action, but now, well, achalta chilev onish karis, chilev to Shabbos onish skila, right? Once you become a Jew, so then you get punished for those things. So just like they tell them about the punishment of mitzvos, right? It can't all be bad. So matan tzcharan, you tell them about all the reward. Omrulo, they say to them, have you dash olam haba? Eino also the tzaddikim, right? Olam haba is only for tzaddikim, right? People who are from. Right, the Yisrael is one of that. Lo rov tova, lo rov poranos. Right, and Am Yisrael, right? They really don't get their just rewards or really their just punishments in this world. It's all about the next world. Vein marvin alav, vein bedakting alav, and we don't say so much, too much. We don't kind of like. Right. We don't. I am a love. Right. We don't make him scared, as Rashi says. We're not too careful with him. Right. But Kibel, if he's accepted, meaning if he accepts all of this and he's okay with it, so the malanos amiyad. Right. Immediately they gave him a bris mila. Probably doesn't mean immediately. Probably means as soon as they can. Right. Uminishtayrim botzitzin hamakven esamila. And if for whatever reason the mila is poor and they leave over some of the strands, so then chozrim malanos hashnia. Right. They do it again. Right. Just again to make sure that right. What that basically is code phrase for is that he needs a proper mila if he doesn't have one already. Finisrape, when he becomes better, when he heals, matbila no somiyad, you dip him in a mikvah. Rishne tamir chachamim home de malgabav, and there are two talmir chachamim there. Umadino so mitzas kalos, and mitzas chamuros. Again, they give him kind of a rundown a little bit about different types of mitzvahs. Tova va'ala. Well, as soon as he goes into the mikvah, comes back up. Harehu ki yisrael chal dvarav. Right, he is a full fledged Jew. Isha, a woman, nasim, not nashim, but nasim, moshivos, nashim, I'm sorry. No, women put her in the water, ad sabaran, tell her neck, v'shnei tamir chachamim omdir lami bachutz, and obviously can't be in the room, or at least watching, right? But the two tamir chachamim are there, right from the outside, umodino sa mitzas mitzas kalas, mitzas mitzas chamuros, right? They can still speak to her, right? They can still give her the rundown. Echa ger v'echa ever mishtach meshukrar, right? Whether it's a ger or it's an every Kanadi who is being freed, u'makom shenida tovelas sham ger v'evin meshukrar told them, right, in the same type of mikvah that a nida goes to, so to a ger and every kochad and every meshukrar, v'chol davar shechotes b'tfila chotes b'ger v'evin meshukrar u'v'nida, right, in the same halachos of chatzitza, of something that interposes, intersperses, whatever the word is, that is a chatzitza in between. Let's say a person is wearing, I don't know, a glove on his hand, just to use a stupid example. So that will be ma'akev, the tevila, right? They can't have anything between the skin and the water, by all those cases. Okay, fine. Okay, that's the end of the braces. Now we're going to basically analyze this, and through till tomorrow, this whole entire massive braisa. Amar Mar. Mar said again as we begin the this analysis here. Ger shavol is gayer. Omrim lo mara isa shavosel is gayer. Umodino so mitzis mitzis kalos mitzis mitzis chamuros. My time. What's the deal? Why do we do this? What's the point over here? Like, we're talking down to him. Not down to him. We're trying to make him like, listen, we don't really want converts, right? Most religions are trying to convert the entire world to their way of thinking. We are not interested in that. Of course, it's my time. Why is that? The perish nifrosh. Because Tachlis, right? If he leaves, right? If he gets scared, he's not interested. Great, fabulous. Dam Rabbi Chelbo, as Rabbi Chelbo said, Kashim Gerim LeYisrael kesapachas, because Gerim are as bad for Am Yisrael as sapachas. Sapachas is one of the types of tzaras. Techtiv Vinil veHager Alehem and Bechu Al Beis Yaakov. We're not interested in Gerim. Now, what does it mean that Gerim are bad for Am Yisrael? Obviously, it says many, many times in the Torah, you should take care of the Gerim because we were a Gerim in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Mitzrayim. Right, so obviously, doesn't mean that Gerim are second class citizens. Different ways to understand. One shot, right? On the one hand, is in the positive of the note, I guess, being down the Kav Skos, is that the Gerim are going to be so excited to be Jews that they're going to be so meticulous in mitzvos, and they're going to make the regular Jews look bad because they're not as careful. On the flip side, you have people who explain that, well, Gerim sometimes are not as careful as learning. All of the halachos, and maybe they have a change of heart, so they're not necessarily, as careful as Jews, and therefore, right, so that obviously weighs down the collective schos of Am Yisrael. Okay, right, different perushim. But that's right? That's the overall vibe that we're not trying, we're not looking for gerim. My timeout, what does that have to do with anything? So Amar Bichir Bar Abba Amar Yochanan Ben Noach Nerag Apokos Mishav Pruta, because a Ben Noach, right? They have the shav business Ben Noach, right? And they get killed for stealing Apokos Mishav Pruta because they don't have the mitzvah. Goyim don't have mitzvah of giving it back. So they can't fix the mitzvah of stealing. So they're what's it called? They get put to death for stealing. And so that's right, obviously a big deal. You can't give that back, and therefore we want to make sure, right, that he's aware, right, those details, right. Again, we don't want him to. So we want him to be nervous. We want him to be nervous, right? Right. Actually, says over here, and therefore we kind of like tell him that details. Obviously, and once he converts, that's no longer the din. But okay, which does raise the question, right? If that's not the halacha, so why are we telling him that what the halacha is when he's a guy, right? That would seem to imply that he should convert, because then he is going to avoid that punishment. Okay, right, that's a good kasha. Fine. Not too heavy-handed with him. We don't tell him too much. Right, Amar, at least at the beginning, Amar Bilazar, Micro, but what do you see that from the pasuk? The chetiv pasuk says, "Vatereki mesametes hilalechas," because that's by Nami and Rus, right? Obviously, Rus was a quintessential Gioras. So the pasuk over there, when Nami's trying to convince Rus and Orpah to leave, right? That we learn a lot of the halachos from, right? So Rus, one of the things that Nami told them, told her. Was that? Listen, they went back and forth, and they saw that Rus was really misametzes hilaleches. I cut the pasuk short. I'm sorry. Ki misametzes hilaleches itav atechdalu daberi elah. And then she stopped talking to him, meaning that she was trying to dissuade her from coming. But when she saw that Rus was adamant, so then Nami stopped. Okay, so Amar Lash said, for one of the things that Nami said to Rus, Asir l'chum Shabbos. One of the things that's Asir is that you can't travel so much on Shabbos. So Rus said back there, Basher telichi elech. Wherever you walk, I'll walk. That's where I'll go. Okay. Asir l'cha yichud. Right now, yichud is Asir. Basher telini ali, and I'm going to sleep wherever you sleep. Okay, fine. Another thing that Nami told Rus was, Mafkidinon sheish meos v'yid gimel mitzvos, right? The targik mitzvos. Not so easy. She said, "I'm Echami, right? Your nation is my nation. Okay, I'm down. I see the chavur is kochami. Now I have to do what is ara." So okay, so she said, "Velokai, chelokai." Okay, great. Arba misos nemshu lebeizden. So Nami told Rus about arba misos beizden. So Bashet Tamusi Amos. She said, "Okay, wherever I get killed. Meaning wherever I die. Meaning I'm okay with that." Beiz kvar nemshu lebeizden. And they said that there are two, as we mentioned before, in the Masechta, there are two burial plots. Right, two cemeteries for Bezin, one for the Skila and Strefa, and one for the Harigiv and the Chenek. And so Rus said, maybe that's why, like, kind of like the, I'm not sure, a lot of people think that if a Jew has a tattoo, they're not allowed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. I'm not sure where they get that from. Maybe they get that from here, but because the Bezin had two different cemeteries for punishing different people who were Chayav Mises Bezin, I don't know. But either way, but they had these two different cemeteries, right? There's halachos about where you get buried. So sure enough, so Rus is back there, Rishana Kaver. Okay, I'll be buried, whatever. So Miad, Vatera Ki Misamet Aziz, right, Nami so understood that Rus was determined to come, so then she stopped talking to her. Kibel Malam, so Miad, my time, why do we do the Mila right away? So Shehuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, because we don't want to delay a mitzvah. Obviously, it's a mitzvah to get a Mila, right, if that's the course that the guy wants to do. Nishtari Lo Tzitzim Akvinas Amila. Right, if they have this part of the foreskin left over, so you have to do it again, right? You have to make sure it's all good. Kedetana, Kedetana, the Mishnah, Eloi and Tzitzit, the Makim and the Samila, right? These are the strands that are Makim, that are crucial to be done by the Mila. Basar Achuf, Ezro, Vahatara, the flesh that is around the top of the male Aver, Veino Ocho Bachuma, and if for whatever reason a Kohen does not have those strands cut during the Mila, so then he's not even allowed to eat Chuma because he's an Arel. He's considered to be uncircumcised, and a Kohen is an Arel, is not allowed to have Chuma. Remember, you remember Abba Amarav, Basra Chofa Rov Gavoa Shalatara. Okay, he's a little bit different, it says a little bit differently. Right, okay, I'm not, if anyone wants to be a Mol, so obviously you'll look over here for the halachos. But definitely not for me, and definitely not for this limud. Okay, nisrapi matbilim somiyad, nisrapi in lo nisrapi lo, right? We say that only if he heals do we take him to the mikvah. My time, why is that? Mishup demayim marzu maka, because we're nervous that the water will upset the wound. Shnei talmid chacham nom de malgava, there are two talmid chacham there, v'amar abichim, amar abiyochran, ger, tzarech shlosh, like, what, one second, didn't we talk about beis din for a ger? What do you mean two? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Latana Tani Shlosha. He said, "Yeah, sure enough, right. You should say three and not two in that brisa." Tavava Allah Harei Kishol Lachol Dvar Lebay Halachaza. Why are you telling me he's a full fledged Jew right after he goes to the mikvah? Right, we know, right? Didn't we talk about it yesterday? Right, if it's Mila or the Tzvila, right? What's the crucial part of the ger or the gerish process? So okay, obviously if he does both of them, so right, as we just described, obviously he's a full fledged Jew. Right, so what's the halacha? What are we saying? The other bay, because if he goes back on it, meaning then he decides not to be sofron, let's say, and to chuck it, when mekadesh bas Yisrael, then he tries to marry a Jewish woman, so Yisrael mumar karina bay, the kedushin. Right, we hold that he's what's called a Yisrael mumar, which is obviously a Jew who's not doing so great. Right, and meaning he's not a guy, meaning he's called a not from Jew as opposed to a guy. Meaning, yeah, this is the point of no return. Even if he decides to chuck it and decides to kind of go back to what he used to be doing, right, he's still considered a halachic Jew to the point where, right, his kiddushin would be chal, right? His ma'aseh kiddushin would work, and he would, in fact, be married to that woman. Okay, shkoi kol d'rabosei. We'll go weiter in the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.